calendar. Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Rock! Hunter!
What's up, man?
Hold on. You gotta stretch it out. Ah, oh, jeez.
Yeah, get that nice big one.
Yeah,
those are nice.
Oh, I think I just threw my back out. Oh, my back! My back! My back!
Yes, for real, though, man. As you get older.
Yeah, be careful.
I was talking about, I was listening to Dan Patrick the other day.
Yeah.
And he was talking about some ex-NFL players. And who else was it? It was a major league, like the people or athletes who almost end their entire career by sneezing.
That's
a
really?
Real thing.
Yeah. You'll be careful, man.
Just throw your shoulder out or something weird. You know?
No, I'm right on the precipice of hurting myself just doing things like putting my shoes on or, you know, stretching the wrong way. Like, it just happens.
The other day, I was trying to get one of those last rounds of golfing, right? And my buddy was driving the cart. Every time I got in the cart, like, I make a noise. He's like, dude, you all right? Like, every time you got in the cart, you make, like, this grunting noise. I'm like, yeah.
It's like
getting older, man.
It's like that Progressive commercial, you know, where they're talking about not becoming your parents. And he has the guy sit down and he says, you all hear that? You hear that? Yep. Yeah, I don't know what it is about getting older. You just got to make noises at every possible. It just helps, all right? It keeps things loose.
It relieves the tension a little bit, you know?
I feel if we don't do that. It's like proper breathing when you're working out, all right? You can't hold your breath and you got to breathe. Just like when I sit down on a chair, I need to, Oh, that's the stuff. Maybe slap my thighs, whatever. You got to figure it out.
Thinking about getting one of those little suction cups you put on your golf putter so you don't even have to bend over anymore. You just...
You know what? So my dad just had foot surgery, and mom recently bought him one of those chairs that lifts you up. Ooh. One of those lift-up chairs. I'm telling you, man, I want one of those. Like, that's... Because I have a recliner upstairs in my little reading nook, and getting out
of
that thing...
Grandma used to have one of those.
Yeah. Getting out of that regular recliner, that's... I flirt with death every single time I try and get out of that thing. I gotta get one of those ones that just slowly.
My dad used to look at that chair all the time and be like, hey, I can soup that thing up
a
little bit.
They end up launching you across the room. No. How'd grandma die? How'd grandma get just splattered on the wall? Yeah. Yeah, no. Let's your dad is not touching my automatic chair.
Shut up quick.
Whee! Anyway, I digress. We got to keep moving. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. God, that's twice. That's 2 days in a row. I get all gassy when I'm talking about Pump That Septic. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the topic, the manner in which we're discussing it. Hey, China. They're considering a new law that would punish parents whenever their kids did something illegal. Mom and dad would be forced to complete a training program if their child got into trouble. Some experts say the law is just meant to scare university kids out of protesting the government and all that that's going on. What do you think about the adults getting punished instead of the children?
Yeah, I mean, it's not far-fetched, I guess. I mean, a lot of it comes from the adult, you know, and especially if the adults aren't doing anything. There are a lot of lazy parents out there that just kind of let their kids wander and do
whatever
they want.
See, that's what I mean.
You know?
Like, you go to a, like, not, they're talking now about, like, older kids. So, but this, I feel like that'd be more in tune with, like, parents with younger children. Because we've all seen it. You're at the grocery store, and that little kid is, you're at the restaurant and there's that little son of a bitch behind you, like hitting the seat and just blah, blah, blah. So like maybe if we made it towards like young kids, you know, I don't know if your young kid is acting a fool, I don't know.
It's just a simple rule. If it's quiet in the room and your kid is screaming and crying, take him out of the room. Why is that so hard for some people?
Then how are we going to know though that their children is?
Because nobody else is screaming and crying but your child. It's very noticeable to everybody but you, apparently.
They've tuned it out. They've learned to tune it out. It's great.
Come on.
Yep.
I was doing a wedding the other day. They're mid-speech, right? Big important speeches. Nothing. They didn't even look at the kid.
Yep.
I'll do it. I'll take the kid out. Give me the kid.
We'll figure this out. So... I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's in there. I mean, they're talking about this law. You know, punishing the parents, and we'll see what happens. Maybe that'll get them to not ignore the screaming toddler in the corner. Maybe not. I don't know.
Well, you don't want that law because you'll be punished a lot, Brock, if it comes over here to America.
This kid, my kid, is going to be so effing well behaved.
She's got your genes. You know that, right?
Look, look, that kid is going to be so. When have I ever caused any problems, Hunter? When have I?
When
have I been an issue? I want you shut the hell up. Lastly, a fully functioning Apple One computer designed by Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs himself is currently up for auction and is it's expected to be sold for between $400,000 and $600,000.
Wow.
Only 200 of these things were made, with Wozniak and Jobs building them in a garage. It retailed in the late 70s for $666.66, which is a weird price.
Yeah, right? That's what you picked, huh?
Which today is about $3,000 if you adjust for inflation. It's a lot of money, but nothing close to the hundreds of thousands of dollars that this collector item is expected to sell for.
So the very first one, that thing is probably so boxy and old-looking.
One of the first ones of the 200 made, and it still works. It's fully functioning at this point. So,
wonder what you can do on it.
I don't think a lot, man. I think you can, like, type, maybe
does
do
does it
some...
even take a floppy disk?
I don't know. I've never really... Let me look up Apple One computer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably doesn't do much, man.
Jesus, look at that thing. That is a relic, man.
Ancient, huh?
God. I think about how frustrated I get with my computer nowadays.
Jobs is still, he's like, hey, before I pass, though, you got to wipe that computer clean.
Yeah. The search history on that. Yeah, the first thing he Googled was boobs.
Yeah.
Well, let's just see what pops up. No, I'm pretty sure all you can do is, like, type on it and maybe just run, like, a DOS program. It doesn't look like... Mm-hmm. Maybe they had games. I honestly don't know enough about it.
Command code. Yeah. It doesn't sound fun at all.
It's on a wood base, for God's sakes. Like, it's literally a wood base, and then, like, a TV screen is basically...
It's incredible,
what it is.
Though, man. You look at that, and look how far we've come. Look at your phone.
Yeah, and now
the
we have it
in your pocket right now.
Yeah, what our phones can do. What our phone can do after being dropped in a toilet is still 100 times more than what this original computer can do. And that's saying something. That's saying something. No. Anyway, so if you got a lot of money and you want a piece of tech history, about $600,000, you got it.
Yes.
All right, so what do we got? We got screaming kids in the back and an old computer that you can't search for boobs on, but you could do. You could do the eight, or how do you do it? What is it? It's the, how do you do that number?
Eight semicolon or colon.
Something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. That's your
equal
morning.
Equal sign.
D.
Capital D.
W equal sign capital D. There you go.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock